I'm expecting him to talk about the youth employment. Most of us complete our schools and then come home doing nothing. And I think that one is very important. And again, to the free SHS, how it's going to be funded. So that is what I want him to talk about, especially our jobs here.
We'll expect the president to talk more about security of this country. You look at human attacks on the nature, and then you look at a lot of issues coming out from the regions, especially security issues. Police personnel being attacked, and then armed robbers issues, and then other issues. So I would like the president to talk more about security issues, and then also provide the necessary resources to move the security apparatus of this nation. And then secondly, I would also want the president to focus more on the, I also want the government to intensify its operations concerning this Galamsey menace in the country. We believe that some foreigners are mining in one of the forests, and the people somewhere are saying that if they don't put down their tools, they are also going to start the Galamsey operation. So we want government to intensify its operation. So the government must focus on that. So I'm expecting the president to also talk more on this Galamsey issues. It's not enough for us. The arrangement put in place is not enough. So I'm expecting government to come out with more plans concerning the Galamsey issues, that it will intensify its operations, that people who are mining in the forest.
I expect the president to speak more on job creation. As he said, 2018 is going to be more job for the youth, more job for the unemployed graduates. So I'm looking for him to speak more on it. And then measures he has put in place to help bring employment to the unemployed graduates.
Let's now listen to what people in Kumasi had to say on the State of the Nation's address and their expectations.
Generally, the cost of doing business in this country is going up. It is becoming too much for us. Interest rate is not coming down. For instance, just yesterday, 150,000 Ghana cedis. They are collecting 21,000 Ghana cedis, a difference of 6,000 Ghana cedis to be paid in 8 months. So what kind of business are you going to make for you to get that amount? Then also the issue of rent, where you can do your business. The landlords are just collecting anything they want. It's like, if you can, take it. If you can't, just leave it. So the enabling environment is not there for businesses to thrive. We are laying workers off. Electricity, water bills, they are all just killing us.
I'd like to commend the president for a good job he's doing so far to help the country. I usually hear the ministers talking about the fact that the economy is good, but honestly, I'm not feeling it in my pocket. I'm a government worker, and prior to us entering the year, this year, they told us there'll be an increment in our salaries. In January, when the salaries came, I didn't see any increment, but although it was added, I didn't feel it. So I'll first of all like the president to take a look at the salaries of government workers. He's doing his best, but I think there's still more room for improvement. And again, there's this issue of jobs for the youth that he's actually working on. I have a brother. He just completed university and he's offering his service. I'm not saying he should get a government work, but I'm just hoping they could have a conducive environment where the kids can actually come up with their own proposals and plans. Then it will be easy for government to help them with funding so that they can start their own business.
Well, every government that comes in, they try to do something. So I recommend the government for his 1 year or so far work he has done. But for me, when you look at the security sector in the country, it's like the public now are losing interest. They don't even have confidence and trust in the police in terms of their security nature. Today you hear this, tomorrow the same issues happening there and there. So the nature of the security aspect in Ghana, I think, is diminishing. And so the government should do all he can to make sure that if it is equipment or employing or recruiting more security personnel into the service to help make sure that the country is in a safe position.
Spare parts are expensive. When we go to buy the goods, the price for spare parts could consume all the money. The spare parts are expensive and the prices increase whenever we go to buy goods. We pray they reduce the prices of the spare parts.
Our northern regional correspondent, Saka Mohammed, gives us the perspective of some people in the northern region.
We expect a lot from him. You know, before we voted him into power, he promised a lot for us. And as he's coming to deliver the national address, we expect him to talk about the fuel prices. Now we hear that fuel prices is going up, so we expect him to tell us what he can do to reduce the price for us. Secondly, you know, the unemployment rate is alarming in the country. So we're expecting that tomorrow we'll say something about the unemployment rate. A lot, because he was talking about free education. And then we were also talking about one village, one dam. And we're just looking at it. How does it go to happen? So we're expecting him to tell us where he's going to get the source, where the thing is going to begin. In the north here, they were applying for education, and we didn't hear anything about it. It's about 3 months today. We didn't hear anything about it.
About the youth, and then something to be done about our economy. That is what I'll be expecting from the government.
Those were expectations from people across the country on the State of the Nation address by the president tomorrow.